This message is supported by Boehringer Ingelheim, the maker of NexGard Plus, Afoxolaner, Moxidectin, and Pyrantel Chewable Tablets. Next level dog owners will do anything for their pets, especially when it comes to their well-being. And that means giving them next level protection from parasites with NexGard Plus Chews. NexGard Plus Chews provide one and done monthly protection against fleas, ticks, heartworm disease, roundworms, and hookworms. Plus, they're designed to be easy to give in a tasty, beef-flavored soft chew. Use with caution in dogs with a history of seizures or neurologic disorders. Dogs should be tested for existing heartworm infection prior to starting a preventative. Ask your vet about NexGard Plus Chews.
Your future lay out there in the bullpen.
The starters are out. Now it's time to head to the bullpen.
Squad, bullpen, now.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here are the producers of ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Go ahead, call the producers.
Who win it now?
ESPN Radio 97.5, 92.5. Welcome back into the bullpen. Brian McDonald, Cam Smith, Eric Drummond coming back from break, putting on a show. John Belmer with us here as well. We got complaints against FIFA. We got to get into.
Yeah.
We got to get into. And more texts and calls if you've got them. On what animal attacks could you survive with a baseball bat or less? I guess I need to make sure I put in attacks every time because one texter earlier took this far too seriously. Look, dude, we're doing a Saturday show. This ain't that serious. But as we continue on, let's get into some of our leftovers, some of the topics that I find fun, but no, they don't really make up a full segment. First one, coming out of the MLB All-Star game, which before we get into that real quickly, what'd you think of the swing-off to tiebreak there on Tuesday?
You know what? I liked it.
I liked it, too, if it's only for the All-Star game. Because people, and we won't get into this fully, but people started talking crazy about, let's add this to the regular season.
No, that's stupid.
Yeah, I mean, Johnny's shaking his head, so he's on our side there, too. When I heard that, I was like, ugh.
That's stupid.
Not want what you're drinking because that is insane. Yeah, that's far too gimmicky. I also hate the ghost runner rule that they use now. I mean, honestly, this is going to sound really un-American. Will Conkle, I think, almost fainted when I told this to him on Thursday. But I would rather have regular season games end in a tie before I'd rather have the swing off. The silence. Okay, we'll move on. The silence is.
That's interesting. Interesting question.
Like I want the result of the game to match what happened in the game. Like if the game through nine innings was 6-6, doing a home run derby at the end doesn't really reflect how the game went.
Yeah, because you're that's not utilizing the entire aspect of the game. Like that's why, like, I get it in the All-Star game because it's a one game that doesn't really mean
it's an exhibition.
Much.
It's just supposed to be purely entertainment. Like, there's nothing at stake, thank God, anymore. Now that the home field advantage is no longer decided on that. But let's get into something that happened, I think, just before the game. Ben Verlander, you see him on Twitter, obviously the brother of Justin Verlander. He's got a big online social media presence. But he was asking players at the All-Star game, how many hits could the average fan get in 100 bats against a major league pitcher?
Your average fan has 100 at bats against a big league pitcher. How many hits are they getting?
None.
Zero.
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 Absolutely zero.
Guaranteed they're not standing a chance.
Zero.
I would go watch that.
I'll be generous and say one.
Maybe one.
Maybe one.
We'll be one.
Yeah, we'll be generous.
Maybe three or four.
Zero.
They'll put the ball in play maybe once, but if there's fielders in the field, they won't get a hit.
Zero.
Probably a foul ball, something like that.
No, zero. I mean, it's hard enough for me to get a hit, and I do this for a living, so.
Jibbone Stena.
I want 10 hits.
10? That's a lot.
And he's at the bat, right?
No. Against you.
Zero this show.
I love that. I think that was Yamamoto at the end, but I love that he said 10. It's like, no, against you. It was almost zero.
Zero.
Kyle Tucker's in there, if you couldn't tell. He was the one that says, I do this for a living. That was Kyle Tucker, who also said zero. So my question to you, Cam, because I'll go ahead and say I would get zero, obviously.
Well, I like that.
But you played baseball, I think, further into you played in high school, right?
I did.
So, Hunter, I'll give you the worst major league pitcher. You could pick him. Anyone in the game. Worst major league pitcher in baseball, 100 at bats, how many hits are you getting?
Well, so I need to know because I did like how one of the players brought up with are there players
in the
field?
Yeah, it's they're taking out Jose Altuve and they're putting you in. Like, it's a regulation game. Everything is like a normal game would, except for instead of Jose Altuve, it's now Cam Smith, but not the one that actually plays for the Astros.
I'm going to say two, and this is the reason. Because my first hit, I'm going to bunt. So then my next time, I'm going to draw the field in.
Oh, I see.
And then I'm going to get a little dinker.
See, I think you'd almost be better off going the reverse. Because, I mean, no offense, but I think when you walk with the bat, they're going to walk in. They're going to walk in on you. So you might be better off trying to get one over their head the first time, and once you do, then they back off and you bunt one.
That's true. I also got to see, like, you know, where they're at in, like, the outfield. Like, is there a shift on? Like,
I love how much strategy Cam's putting into
it. Jeremy Branham says so, I guess Cam Smith is ass. So.
Oh, wow, Jeremy said your ass?
Wow.
Man, that's rough. Breaking news.
There goes my Saturday.
Yeah, there goes your Saturday.
Against Major League pitching, Cam Smith. This Cam Smith. It would
zero.
Be ass. Zero.
Yeah. Zero, Cam.
I
respect that you gave yourself the most amount of credit without seeming crazy, but with all due respect, you're getting zero.
Probably so.
You're getting zero.
Yeah.
You're getting zero.
Probably so.
All right, so.
Unless that bunt hits.
Oh.
Unless I get that bunt down.
You still gotta know when it's like, cause you got a curveball coming at you.
You gotta pray you don't tear a hamstring trying to book it to first base,
that
too.
That too.
Facts.
All right, so let's get to
not as quick as I used to be in my younger years.
Ain't as good as I once was.
Nope.
But I'm as good once as I ever was.
Sure enough.
Shout out to Toby Keith, Brian McDonald. That's the quote. All right, so Cam Smith over here talking crazy about how many hits he gets against Major League pitching. Someone else talking crazy, Browns rookie quarterback Shedeur Sanders, who joined Max Crosby on his podcast. And Max Crosby perhaps stealing a gimmick, but ask Shedeur Sanders who his Mount Rushmore is of all-time QB receiver duos.
Your Mount Rushmore of quarterback and wide receiver duos all time.
So Tom and Gronk, of course, but he's a tight end.
I like that.
So Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams, Chris Olave and Derek Carr.
That's a curveball. I was not expecting that. Either. But I like it.
Whoever going to be the quarterback for DK Metcalf and George Pickens, whoever that is.
I love
him. All time.
So, Shedeur, respectfully, tell me you don't watch NFL football without telling me you watch NFL football. Because, one, Derek Carr retired. And I get he did play for Chris Olave. Just because retired doesn't exclude them from the list. But
Chris Olave's played, what, like 3 years and he's been injured like half the time?
Oh, yeah. At least he's had like 3-4 major concussions. He's maybe played in half his games. And he's been good when he played, but
he would have been better off saying Johnny Manziel and Josh Gordon.
I don't know.
If Josh Gordon... Because I played against him in high school.
1,600-yard season with the Browns.
If he could just put the weed down, it's unfortunate.
It's such a shame that because today he would have been fine.
The weed.
That dude could have had a crazy career if he just could pass a drug test.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. He could have been Calvin Johnson. I mean, I really do believe that. But, okay, like, he started off Brady and Gronk. Like, I'm not even going to knock him for... I know technically Max said wide receiver, but I'm not going to knock him for that.
He is a
receiver, not a wide receiver, but he's a receiver. So yeah. I'm not going to kill for that. But Derek Carr, Chris Olave would not make the top 500 quarterback wide receiver duos of all time, much less your Mount Rushmore. And then he followed it up at the end with whoever's throwing the ball to DK and George Pickens. George Pickens was traded to the Cowboys.
And technically,
no one's going to be throwing both of them the ball.
And you didn't even list a quarterback duo because you said whoever is throwing it to them.
So again, he said Derek Carr and Chris Olave, a terrible take. He said whoever's throwing those guys the ball, and then says two guys who are playing on separate teams.
Derek Carr and Devontae Adams would have been a better selection than Derek Carr and Chris Olave.
Oh, 100%.
Like,
100%. And it would have been a bad choice, but it'd been a better one than him and Olave.
Was that the only three things he threw out?
That I don't know, because the clip cut short. Like, I hope, because that would be another one. I thought about crushing him on that, too. It's like, you only give us three. It's supposed to be a Mount Rushmore. But it could have been the clip was, you know, clip. So I don't know on that one. But, yeah, he gave us three answers, and two of them were bat bleep crazy. as far as being either good choices or again, like I worry about my quarterback if he doesn't ever watch quarterbacks and receivers play. Maybe I'm being crazy. Like, because part of the knock, maybe this is me taking it far too far. Tell me if I am. Check me. But part of the knock on Shedeur Sanders was like the privilege and not preparing and kind of being full of himself, not knowing who's throwing the ball to DK, not knowing that George Pickens is now on a different team, not knowing that Carr and Olave is a bad answer, kind of points to you're not doing a lot of prep work. You're not studying guys that you hope to, you know, copy and like and have their same sort of career, right?
And the fact that George Pickens, not only is he not on the Steelers, he went to Dallas where your dad played and where you grew up, where you've grown up at. Yeah, so, like,
good point.
What?
Yeah, you figured of any team, like, he might be following. Oh, my God. Like, I would hope you would at least know the Broncos roster and the Cowboys roster because you've been in Colorado for 2 years. And, like you said, your dad played for the Cowboys. But,
you know,
God.
One thing I would say is a trait in my quarterback that I would like is passion for football.
I don't think he has.
It doesn't. Yeah, this screams that he's doing this because he likes to play football and be athletic, and it's in the family, and he's good at it. But I don't know if he has the like passion for football, because you would know, especially being a quarterback, the combinations throughout the years that you want to emulate.
Right. Like I wouldn't expect from Shedeur that he could give us like a top 20, like, or give us every. Like, he doesn't have to go back to the 70s with the best duos in the 70s or even the 80s, right? But you can't give us – he couldn't give us two good ones. Like, Max asked for four. He couldn't even give us two. The only one that he gave us that was good was – I'm sorry. I guess he gave us two good ones. He could give us three. He gave us Rodgers and Davante Adams.
Yeah.
And he gave us Brady and Gronk. Those two were good. The other two he gave us, terrible. It crazy. Like –
One wasn't even – it was incomplete.
Yeah.
Not even, it wasn't even bad. It was just –
yeah.
What?
I don't know. I was lost for words when I heard that list.
That's hilarious.
You hear it in Max Crosby's voice when he says Olave.
He's like, I wasn't expecting
that one. That was the politest way he could probably think to say, that's effing stupid. Yeah.
What a ridiculous answer.
What a ridiculous answer. One quick text before we go to break. Weighing back in on the – amount of hits you could get off a starting pitcher, or not starting pitcher, but major league pitching with 100 bats, that, you know, like the average fan, from 0861. That's ridiculous, in my opinion, because there's folks that play collegiate baseball and maybe didn't make it pro or had injuries that are fans, but that can definitely get a hit, if not multiple. I think that's true. Like, if someone played high-level college baseball and for whatever reason didn't get drafted, or had injuries that precluded them from continuing their career, they could probably get a hit. But I don't know if that was the spirit of the question.
I think it's like the average fan.
Yeah. Like, I don't know if Ben Verlander said the average fan, but I think
he did.
He did say the average fan.
Could the average fan get?
Okay, so there you go. Like, this texter is right for who he's talking about, but that's not – Ben Verlander is basically talking about me.
That's a subcategory. Yeah.
Ben Verlander is basically talking about me, who, spoiler, didn't play collegiate baseball.
But that's also like a subcategory, because if you're talking about the average fan, I mean, you could go as low as like a six-year-old child all the way up to like somebody who's 80 years old.
I don't think anyone was thinking that for sure.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Also, the average fan could have played like collegiate or high school baseball at like a high level. But unless you're close to that time, if it's been 10 years, 15 years, all of that is gone.
Yeah, like, you're right. It's all gone. Even if a guy played collegiate baseball, but he's now 55 and he's been working insurance for the last 25 years, I don't think he's getting up there and getting a hit off of, you know, Hunter Brown.
Definitely not.
Well, maybe the Hunter Brown that pitched against the Rangers, but not the Hunter Brown that we hope to get. All right, on the other side of the break, we'll get more into our big question. That is, of course, what animal attacks, like zoo animals, we're not talking about crickets here, but what zoo animal attacks could you fend off with a baseball bat or less? And we'll set that up with some of the best audio from a news report out of Rochester, New York, you'll ever hear. That with the Bullpen Returns, ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5.
ESPN 97.5. is The Bullpen on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here are the producers of ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Welcome back in. ESPN Radio 97.5, 92.5 here on a Saturday with you for three more segments, and we'll be back next week. Brian McDonald, Cam Smith, John Domer here with you. And you can hit us up on the HRP listener line if you have thoughts on this big question we're about to get into in full. You can hit us phone or call or text 713-780-3776. So the big question, as we set up last hour, was what animal attacks, specifically like zoo animal attacks, could you survive with the baseball bat or less? Now, you might ask, what was I smoking when I thought of this big question? Well, it wasn't out of thin air. It wasn't out of thin air. This is in honor of this amazing news clip you're about to hear, which Cam will be hearing for the first time. So, Cam, I am jealous of you that you get to hear this for the first time.
Thank you.
I was in tears when I was listening to this a few days ago. But it's a TV station report out of Rochester, New York, from a man named Curtis Jones, who reports in this clip you're about to hear that he saw a mountain lion in his neighborhood.
Curtis Jones says he was walking near Rauber Street late Wednesday when he saw people running from what appeared to be a large wild cat.
After I see the people run, I just see something big just walking just right over here, right here by the bush. It went right over here. I swear, I promise you, it went right over there. They just, they said, rawr, and I just kept walking. I seen it, seen me, see it. So in my head, I'm like, nah, I gotta go, man, I'm out.
Police say no reports have been substantiated. Jones tells me he remains on edge.
Gotta keep this bat right here, man. I'm gonna keep this bat right here, man, just in case. I'm gonna protect this. I ain't gonna let nothing happen to us, nothing, okay? They ain't find it last night. It's still out here. It could be out here in one of these bushes or something. You know, them mountain lion, they be, rawr, they crawling and you know, they... Serious.
The Monroe County Sheriff's Office assisted the investigation by using an aerial drone. The Seneca Park Zoo told 13WAM all of its animals are accounted for.
I don't play with lions. I don't play with tigers, bears, nothing with the wild. Oh, I don't play with those. I promise you. I don't even do roller coasters. I'm good. I don't do roller coasters.
Oh, that is one of the best pieces of audio I've ever heard. I don't mess with roller coasters, man. I actually do like roller coasters.
I don't even do roller coasters.
He's going to bring a bat to a roller coaster.
I'm good.
I think everyone's favorite part will be him doing the cat sound. Yeah. But I think my favorite part, underrated, is when he talks about seeing it. He goes, I seen it, see me seeing it. Just the phrase.
Like, I got to get out of here. But at that point, if you really thought you saw a mountain lion and it could still be creeping in the bushes near you.
Yeah, because mountain lions obviously hide in the bushes.
Wouldn't
that's what mountain lions do.
Prefer a gun at that point?
Well, maybe you didn't have one. But that's the genesis of this question, because he said, I'm keeping a bat in case this mountain lion came back.
Yeah.
So what animal attacks could you survive from the zoo with a baseball bat or less? Thank you, Mr. Curtis Jones, because that was, oh, my God. Johnny could play that three more times.
I want to see the actual video.
Oh, it's great. Great. Yeah, yeah. I was watching it as I recorded it. It's it lives up to. By the way, he's in New York, and he's wearing a Celtics hat.
Oh.
Underrated part of this story. Maybe a little bit of a traitor. You're in New York, and you're wearing a Celtics cap? Maybe he's from Boston.
He could be
from Boston. I don't know.
I don't think you could be from New York, living in New York, and wearing a Boston
hat. He was wearing
a
Celtics
hat. Yeah, but Rochester's not New York City. So.
It's not New York City, but I don't know.
I mean, maybe he just feels like he's not connected to the New York City teams.
I don't know. All right, so what animal attacks can we survive with a baseball bat or less?
Sloth.
They do have them at the zoo.
Hey. They are known to be lazy and slow moving, but have you seen the claws
in the name.
On those? Have you seen
oh,
the
they're
claws
long,
on those
yeah.
things?
No, they yeah. could they can mess you up if they got a hold of you, but I don't the question is could they get a hold of you? I don't think they could. So
no,
let's go ahead and strike
bat.
The big ones off of this. I mean, Curtis Jones said he saw a mountain lion. You ain't beating a mountain. I'm sorry, Curtis. If the mountain lion comes back and all you guys a baseball bat, no more Curtis Jones.
Yeah, maybe a bobcat. Not a mountain
That was
lion.
The first one I thought of, is the bobcat, because they have bobcats at the zoo, but it's a smaller...
Yeah.
I mean, it's not a house cat. It's bigger than a house cat, but I think If I'm accurate with my first shot, I survive. If it ducks my first swing, then maybe I'm dead. I don't know.
Maybe a lynx.
I think they're similar.
Just really big ass house cats.
Right. So we're striking off the big ones, right? You're not beating a bear.
No.
You're not beating a gorilla. You're not beating a lion, a tiger.
No safari animal.
A rhino, a hippo.
A cheetah.
An elephant, a cheetah, jaguar.
Leopard.
Those are all out. Those are all out. What about a chimpanzee?
I don't know, man. Those things are crazy.
I know.
Strong.
And they could be.
They could take the bat from you. They can move.
Oh, you're right. Dude, they might take the bat from us to beat us
and
with it.
And they throw feces. Can you imagine if you got feces in your eye?
That's the first move. They blind you. Yeah. Then they take the bat and beat you to death with your own bat.
Yeah.
Okay.
That'd be a sad day.
All right, man. That's not a good way to go. I'm going to go out on a limb. That's not a good way to go. If you guys ever find out that I died getting blinded by feces from a chimpanzee and then beaten to death with my own baseball bat, don't come to my funeral. I don't deserve it. That's too embarrassing. Just mourn me in silence and forget about me.
I'll still come.
All right. Well, I
would be curious
to
see what the tombstone
says. We can come, but we have to have...
You'd be curious to see if it's open casket. Oh, he's got the poo on his face.
The monkey might be in attendance.
Yeah, he might. He might be looking for who's next.
Yeah.
Take out my whole family. Sad day in the McDonald household. All right, so no chimpanzee. I'm trying to think of what the smallest...
My thought was a meerkat.
Meerkats are small. Yeah. Yeah, they're right? Meerkats are small.
Yeah, they're pretty
small.
They're
the ones that little burrow, right? Mm-hmm. The ones that burrow and come up.
Almost like prairie dogs.
Yeah, like prairie dogs. Yeah, we could take those out.
But I feel like the only animals we could actually take out are ones that are so far away from aggressive.
Yeah.
That it's just like...
No,
living stuff animals at this point.
Right, but I think we have to come from the point of view that this animal, even if it's normally known as docile...
You're right, it is being the aggressor.
Because the start of the question is it's attacking us.
Yeah.
So this normal state of mind is thrown, put to the side.
I can tell you, I don't know how many they have at the zoo, because I don't think they have this at the zoo here. A badger?
You think you could take a badger?
No.
No, yeah.
No, because it's got claws, right?
And
big teeth?
What's that animal they used to nickname? Like a honey badger?
Mm-hmm. Yes, a badger.
Well, I think there's different kinds.
Yeah, of course.
Tyrone Matthew?
Like a Tasmanian devil? No.
What about a Wolverine?
That's what I was trying to get
You're thinking
no,
a Wolverine?
No, I'm not messing with a Wolverine.
No, not messing with a Wolverine?
No.
I feel like with a Wolverine or a badger, kind of similar to the bobcat, if you landed your first shot, you're good. But if you miss, then you're in trouble.
Ooh, what about this one? Because this one has been on the news before for throwing punches and kicks.
Okay.
A kangaroo.
Oh, no. Kangaroo would mess you up.
Yeah.
No, there's no chance. You're dead. You're dead. You're dead with a kangaroo.
Yeah.
No more. You know what animal? You know what animal I could survive? I'd mess the bleep out of a flamingo.
Oh, yeah.
Flamingo comes at me.
Those one-legged standers.
It's not going to be pink anymore. It's going to be red.
Wow.
That's
right. He's talking murder. Murders, you wrote?
Call FIFA.
Call FIFA. Yeah, that's right. What a callback. Good job, Johnny. Johnny, any animals come to mind for you that you think you could survive the animal attack?
Yeah, the meerkat, the smaller animals, things like that. I did think about the monkeys at first.
There's got to be a monkey small.
There's
got to
be
a
scenario that.
Yeah,
I think they're called gibbons. I don't know if gibbons are technically monkeys or they're monkeys,
but they're real tiny.
But they're tiny, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, there's all sorts of smaller versions of monkeys that you could take.
I don't know. It's been too long since I've been to the zoo to know what
since
other
you got
animals
attacked
they
by
have.
A monkey. Yeah, I was hoping that's what you're going to say.
You know what? How about this? A snake.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Reptiles.
For sure. Turtles. You can mess up a turtle.
I could mess up a turtle, yeah.
You'd have to strike it in the head, though.
Oh, that's true. It could turtle up, and then you got nowhere to hit.
Or a snapping turtle.
Man, they'll make you bleed.
They'll take your finger
off. Yeah, they'll make you bleed.
What about a crocodile or alligator?
Because
there's a lot of those videos where they get popped on the head, and then they kind of like...
What videos are you searching for?
Yeah, I've seen those too.
Yeah, you've seen those.
Okay,
little.
But they're not attacking. It doesn't look like. It looks like they're just kind of coming up.
They're creeping up.
Yeah,
like the the caretaker or whatever will like smack it on the head with a stick and it'll kind of like retreat.
But that's also, like you said, that's with the trainer. Like it's there's been some sort of built-in thing with that animal, with that person to respond in that way when it receives, not abuse, but anywhere, that sort of like command. I don't know if in a situation where it's just out in the wild and attacking you, like it's just coming at you with mouth and teeth wide open. Like I don't think it's responding one hit. So I don't think is good enough.
Yeah, true. Because if it's out out of the cage,
yeah,
it's just
like these are out. Like you're, and let's not forget, like people. I don't know if everyone knows this, but in short bursts, alligators can outrun you.
Oh, they're very quick.
Yeah, they're very quick in short bursts. So like, it's not like you can create some distance and then you can get an angle on it either.
Yeah, a lot of these animals are very deceptively like quick. Like even rhinos. Rhino is like personally like my favorite animal, but they're like little tanks that can go like 40 miles per hour. And like
nothing little about a rhino. They're not little tanks. Oh, you're saying, oh, my bad, little compared to a tank.
To an actual tank.
Sure.
But those suckers can get up there.
Oh, of course. And obviously they got the big horn right on the front there. All right, if you have any more submissions to animal attacks from the zoo that you can survive with just a baseball bat or less, courtesy of Curtis Jones out there in Rochester, New York. Hopefully he's still with us, man. I don't know if that mountain lion's wreaking havoc on that neighborhood.
Speaking of submission, I wonder if there's any animals that you could put in submission.
What, like a rear naked choke?
Yeah.
What, is the UFC? Yeah. No. Yeah, go ahead and try to put that alligator in a rear naked choke.
We'll send flowers to your family. He's too low to the ground. I need an animal that's somewhat closer
maybe
to
the
my
sloth
stature.
You could
put. Kangaroo.
Yeah, go ahead and try with the kangaroo. Again, we'll send flowers to your family.
I'm not messing with a kangaroo.
All right. We got to get out on the other side of the break. Mount Rushmore plus one. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. Throughout the course of human history, singular moments have shaped who we are, who we'll become, and even the world as we know it. Some men discovered new worlds.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
One man advocated for the need to hire a contractor.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Others put pizza on a bagel.
When pizza's on a bagel, you can eat pizza anytime.
These courageous men gazed upon a monument and asked, what if we add one more? This is Mount Rushmore plus one.
Welcome in, Houston, to the best part of your weekend. Welcome into Mount Rushmore plus one, the award-winning, groundbreaking, sports radio landscape-changing segment that has forever and ever put us in the conversation for the Texas Radio Hall of Fame and will get us there in far less than the 27 years it took those bums, John and Lance, to get there. I'm just saying. 12 years or less, gentlemen. 12 years or less. Book your hotel rooms now. We're getting in.
I've been meaning to ask, though, is the timeline from when we started doing the bullpen or from when our radio careers started?
No. God, no. No, from when we started doing Mount Rushmore Plus One.
Okay. I was going to say, because if it was when our radio's careers started.
We're like two years in.
Okay. Yeah, for sure. We're good. Yeah,
12
yeah.
or less.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, without a doubt. All right. So my Mount Rushmore Plus One is going to be a little takeoff of what happened at the Coldplay concert. Everyone's seen it. Everyone in the world has seen it. We've all seen the memes. We've all seen the GIFs.
We've all been there.
No, we haven't.
Just kidding.
For yourself. I know my wife's not listening, but no, we have not. No, we have not. If you didn't see it, if you're the one person in the world who hasn't seen it, there is a tech CEO in his head of HR. Both who were married to other people caught canoodling with each other at a Coldplay concert, and they got exposed when the camera got put on them, and they reacted in the worst way possible, giving away that they weren't supposed to be together. So my Mount Rushmore plus one is the worst concerts to be caught cheating on your wife with. Like, if I'm going to go down, at least, like, let me go down see a Metallica or, like, something like a really cool concert that I've always wanted
something
to go.
Something worth it?
Yeah, something worth it. Exactly, Johnny. Like, if I'm going to go down, at least let it be worth it. But my Mount Rushmore plus one is like, man, if I get caught at this concert, it wasn't worth it. Number one on the list, Johnny.
It's Friday.
This would be bad. Rebecca Black, like, I not only did I get exposed, I'm getting divorced, but it was at a Rebecca Black concert. I'm up there dancing to Rebecca Black.
Have you been to a Rebecca Black concert?
I have not. Okay. I have not. Why, are you saying it's a good time?
No, I was just, I was curious if there was like concerts you've been to. No, there's no way this could happen to me.
I have not seen any of these acts.
Okay.
I have not seen any of these acts. All right, number two on the list, Johnny. But if I get caught cheating, if I get caught cheating at a Chumbawamba concert, I'm a little. But you're already embarrassed. All these add more embarrassment, and I'm embarrassed. Like, you took a vodka drink and then you cheated on your wife.
Like, I'm not opposed to this song, but I see what. But in
you're
totality,
not opposed to the song. Okay,
this group. Yes, yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Do they have more than one song?
Don't know.
Yeah, no one knows.
That's why.
No
one, that's why I agree
no,
with you.
There's no way to know. There's no way to know. All right, next one, Johnny. Taking it back to another song from the 90s.
Is this the Hanson Brothers?
Yeah, this is the Hanson Brothers. Yeah, growing up, I didn't know they were all brothers. But yeah, you get caught at dance along to Bop with your mistress and your wife finds out. Like, that would be, she justifiably could take your kids for that. Like, with no other causation. Like,
she should divorce you if you just go to that concert by yourself.
Like, they would, the judge would say, or the lawyer would say, Exhibit A, this is all we got. And they play the Bop video and like, she's taking your kids.
And the house.
And the house. And the car. She's getting everything. All right, two more. Next one up, Johnny. Rolling. Come on, Cam. Rolling.
Keep rolling into that divorce.
Like, if you get caught cheating on your wife while dancing along to Fred Durst spitting bars... That ain't going well for you, right? Like,
no.
You're getting roasted on the interwebs. All right, one more, Johnny.
I knew it. And a photograph was taken.
Yeah, exactly. Look at this divorce notice.
Literally.
She's taking your house and car. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Chad Kroeger, I don't think, has written those lyrics, but Nickelback would be, that'd be a bad way to go out of the marriage and all your money and losing your car.
All you're going to have is a nickel.
All you're going to have is a nickel. That's a good one. That's a good one. I like that. All right. I made it hard on Johnny on that last segment, so Johnny, why don't you go ahead and go next?
Okay. Thanks for at least letting the people know that that was a little bit difficult.
Yeah, I know. I probably should give you a little more time in between those. I realized it, but, you know, it is.
It is what it is. It was funny.
Yeah,
it worked.
Yeah, it is.
I liked it. My Mount Rushmore plus one is of my favorite one-moment feelings in the world. If you don't know exactly what that means, I think as I go through, you'll start to understand.
I might need a little definition here.
Yeah, well, so you know how you love somebody? That's like a long-term feeling. These are like one-moment feelings that happen to everybody's experienced them that are my favorite version. So, like, I'll start going through it. You'll understand. Number five is the feeling when you are extremely cold and you get to stand in front of a heater for the first time in forever. Like, a space heater. Like, that feeling is number five.
I think I prefer the reverse of that. Like, if I'm really hot and then I get to sit in front of a fan going.
Yeah. There's that too. Walking
like
into a house.
Car, like, if you walk to the car and like, oh my God, it's so humid.
Yeah.
If you turn it on full blast once you get in the car.
That's good. Yeah, absolutely. Number four, the moment your paycheck hits your bank account.
Oh, yeah.
So like that, for that moment, you're like,
I'm not poor.
Yeah.
You get to pretend for a moment.
You get to pretend. Yeah. To all your bills, take it away. Number three is when your NFL team kicks off for week one. So the first kickoff of the NFL season for your team gives you that feeling, you know. Number two is, for me, it's the first sip of like an ice cold iced coffee or soda.
Yeah.
That first sip.
The crack of the can. Yeah.
Number one is waking up before my alarm and realizing I have a few moments to go back to sleep.
Ah.
That going back to sleep feeling.
That's not bad. Yeah, like the worst, one of the worst feelings in the world is like waking up late when you have to be somewhere. But like that feeling, I don't know if I would go a few minutes before. For me, it's like, let's say I have to be
like an hour.
Yeah, like if I let's say I have to be up at 7 and I'm like, oh, I wake up at 5:30. Like then I could actually lay down and sleep more. Yeah. Like if I have to be up at 7 and it's 6:55, like.
Yeah, because it's going to take me 10 more minutes to go back to sleep and then I'm going to have.
But if you've got some time, that is a great feeling.
No, that's a good one.
That's a good list, Johnny. Yeah. All right, what do you got for us, Cam?
So mine is favorite early 2000 comedies.
Oh,
okay.
And I'm talking like...
So like what's... I know early 2000s, but where's your cutoff point?
I think they're all between 2000 and 2010.
Okay.
It was very difficult because there was a lot of good comedies that happened.
Yeah, you're condensing 10 years into 5 movies here.
Yeah.
Some bold choices need to be made.
So a lot of these people will know, but I think there's one on this list that might surprise people. Dodgeball.
Oh, yeah. You can dodge a wrench. You can dodge a ball.
Yeah.
You can dodge traffic. You can dodge a ball.
Love dodgeball. And I think a lot of these movies, there's one main character that's just an absolute idiot. And I think that
Ben Stiller in this movie.
Yeah, Ben Stiller is that idiot. Step Brothers.
Oh, yeah.
Two idiots.
Yeah, two idiots.
Classic.
Boats and hoes.
That boats and hoes, and that fight scene.
Yeah.
And the nuts on the drum scene. Again, a lot of scenes in that movie. I actually watched this movie last night.
Oh,
Road Trip.
Oh, okay.
It kind of flies under the radar because it was like early 2000s.
Was this like Ice Cube? Wasn't it?
No.
Are we there yet?
How dare you? He's talking about it has Stifler in it from American Pie.
Stifler and then the skinny guy in the new guy.
I forget his name, but that really skinny actor and then had the blonde man. We sound like old people. They had the blonde lady. I forget her name. But yeah, there's a famous
Anna something I think maybe
the scene I'm remembering with the skinny guy is they go to like the black college and he gets up and starts breakdancing.
Yeah, that scene, and then or obviously later the very next morning when he's like, I boinked her. Great.
The scene when they're in the bus singing along.
It's got that idiot, not Seth Green, but their other roommate that didn't go on
Tom Green. Yeah, Tom Green.
Like him in that movie.
Right.
Granted, I might have been a little.
Under the influence?
Yeah, last night. But every time he came onto the screen, I couldn't stop laughing.
Yeah, no, that's a good movie. I've watched it multiple times.
Another Stifler movie, but not what you're thinking.
Oh, yeah.
No. Role Models.
Yes.
Role Models.
My man.
Role Models. Yes. Oh.
That's a great Rudd and Stifler. Yeah, that's a great movie.
And it has Emily Banks.
Elizabeth Banks.
Elizabeth Banks. Yeah. Elizabeth Banks. The dude that does the live action fighting or whatever. He's been
LARPing.
Been in a bunch of movies since then too. And then the one that I think nobody would expect is Emperor's New Groove.
I was not expecting that.
I love Emperor's New Groove.
I wasn't thinking animated. Yeah.
Yeah.
If I would have gone kind of animated, I would have gone Team America World Police.
That one was up there. Old School.
Old School's great.
I was thinking about obviously like the Hangover movies. Most of them were before 2010, but there's just something about Gronk and Emperor's New Groove that I could watch that movie over and over.
Your entire list up until there, like you were checking, like agree. Emperor's New Groove, I'm not saying it's a bad movie. I think I don't know if I've seen it all the way through though. I think I've only seen clips.
Oh man, it's
I guess I'm just not much of a anime because was it a Disney movie?
I'm not much of a Disney animated fan. But it was one of the kind of earlier Disney movies, kind of like Shrek, where they added a little bit of like...
Oh, was it actually Pixar or was it Disney?
Because
I think Shrek was Pixar, wasn't it? I think it was.
It might have been. But it was one of those where it was like... It was still kind of like the family animated movie, but there was a little bit of like adult humor mixed into there that adults could get and kids, it would go over their head. So that's why I appreciate the movie. Not the second one.
Any honorable mentions to Cam's list that you'd like to throw in, Johnny?
What was the one? I'm blanking out on the name. I was thinking about it the whole time you were doing your list with the race car. Will Ferrell.
Talladega
Nights.
Talladega Nights. Does that fall in there?
That's a great one.
I expected it to be in there.
Which I don't know if you remember part that fits into my Mount Rushmore or not my Mount Rushmore. Our big question earlier. There's a scene where to help Ricky Bobby get over his fear, his dad puts a cougar.
Oh yes.
And he's like if you're calm, the Cougar will be calm. Get in there and drive, son.
No, but that decade was there great. It was a good run.
It was a good decade for Will Ferrell.
And Superbad was in that one.
Yeah. 40-year-old virgin. I thought you might have heard.
Hall Pass.
Good.
Yeah. There was a lot of Wedding Crashers. I think was in that decade.
I think you're right.
There was a lot of
man,
a lot of good ones in that one. Oh, Pineapple Express.
Oh yeah. Very underrated. Yeah, man.
So, you can make three more lists.
That was kind of Danny McBride's breakout, if I remember correctly.
Yes.
I don't remember him in much before that.
He might have been in.
I'm sure he was in something before
down
that.
And
no,
Bound,
Eastbound and Down was after that.
It was after?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
I'm not 1,000%, but I'm pretty sure.
And even the movie that Danny McBride was in. And early in his career.
Oh, the Kung Fu Way or Kung Fu.
I was thinking the.
He was in a karate movie that he made. He started it. I think it was like Kung Fu Way or I'll look it maybe. Up. Go ahead, keep.
I'm thinking the one where he's the guy's trying to. He's in Brooklyn 911. He's trying to be the daredevil.
Oh, man. I'm not remembering that
Danny McBride's in it. Another dude that's been in SNL a whole lot's in it.
Are you talking about, the Andy Samberg movie?
Andy Samberg.
Where he's like a stunt guy.
I forgot Danny McBride was in that.
No, the movie I was thinking, let's see if I could fake. I think it was called like Kung Fu Way. It was the Foot Fist Way, but he was a Kung Fu like karate teacher.
I'm going to have to check
that out. Came out in 2006. I thought that was like his first movie, because, yeah, Pineapple Express, it's 2008. Yeah, so Foot Fist Way was before Pineapple Express. That would have kind of been his breakout, I think. But, yeah, man, Danny McBride movies.
Yeah.
I still haven't watched the Righteous Gemstones. I need to watch that.
I got a couple episodes in. Another one I like him in is Vice Principals.
Him and
Walton Goggins.
Lord, yeah.
I'll watch anything with Walton Goggins in it, man. He's so good.
I will tell you, I am starting to get annoyed with all the Walter Goggins goggles, glasses commercials.
I thought you were going to say the Walmart commercial. The one where he's clogging.
Oh.
You haven't seen that one?
No.
Oh, man. The Walton Goggins Walmart commercial where he's Walton Cloggins.
Yeah.
It's a bit much. I've seen it too many times.
Have you seen the newest season of White Lotus?
I have not. No, I have not seen him in that. I watched him in the Fallout show. Where I first learned from him was a show that started in 2010. It was an FX Western called Justified. Him and Timothy Oliphant.
He was in that one. And Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, he was in Sons? I didn't know he was in Sons of Anarchy.
In Sons of Anarchy, he was the cross-dressing...
I could see him.
Yeah, he played a cross-dresser that helped out with the motorcycle. He's good at being flamboyant.
He can play literally any role.
Oh, yeah, he's a good one.
Let's turn into a Walton Goggins appreciation segment.
Hey, I'm with it.
All right, that'll do it for Mount Rushmore Plus One. One more segment today in which we name the worst people in sports this week and what we love from sports this week. That one, the bullpen returns, ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. The Bullpen on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here are the producers of ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, final segment today of the Bullpen on ESPN Radio 97.5 and 92.5. Brian McDonald, Cam Smith, John Domer with you for another 7 or 8 minutes. We'll be back next week. A couple submissions got in from my uncle, actually. I was about to give out the phone number, but I probably shouldn't give out my uncle's phone number on the air. But first question was on our big question of the day, is it aluminum bat or a wooden bat? And although I did think we came to one way a wooden bat could be an advantage in a fight against an animal attacking you, that if it breaks and then becomes a shank, like a really big shank. But, I mean, we got to go aluminum bat, right? The bat, depending on how it breaks, could be useless. Like the aluminum bat, you could get more swings in.
For sure.
And it hits harder.
Plus, you'll know if you get a good hit in because you hear the ding.
Yeah, that's more satisfying.
Home run.
That one could go. And then he also gave me a submission, and I should have given this one because my daughter listens to this group. As far as bands, it would be embarrassing to be caught cheating at their concert. He sent in the Wiggles.
Oh, God.
Can you imagine? You take your kid and like just send her down to like go watch the show, and you're caught up canoodling with your
mistress. That's like the show that makes you want to, you have to go to it, it like makes you want to cheat.
Or makes you want to not have kids. I think that'd be where I would go first.
Just as a side note to all this, that I just got a notification right now. That CEO tendered his resignation.
Oh.
He's gone.
You hate when good things or bad things happen to good people. Yeah,
too bad he doesn't have millions of dollars.
Yeah. That golden parachute, I'm sure he'll be fine. All right, we got to quickly get through our worst people in sports and what we love from sports this week. So my worst person in sports, and I'll make this quick because you guys, you don't participate in the wrestling, the watching of wrestling, but Bill Goldberg had his retirement match this last Saturday, and even though this dude was a WCW guy, a company that tried to put the then WWF, now WWE, out of business, really doesn't have a lot of tenure in WWE, they put him in their Hall of Fame, which he then had a retirement speech when that happened. They gave him the showcase of a final match. He proceeds to complain about all of it. Complain about his speech getting cut off by NBC, which NBC has a hard out. They're going to get out at 9 o'clock when that show is supposed to be over. That's not on NBC, especially since WWE put up the full speech on their YouTube page and it has millions of views and likes. But he complained about that, about his opponent, Gunther, who Gunther carried his nearly 60-year-old ass through that match. Bill Goldberg maybe has never been capable of having a good match that extended past 5 minutes, and Gunther carried him to 15 minutes in the main event, never thought him, complained about the whole time. I'm glad he is out of wrestling. Anyway, your worst person in sports this week.
My worst person in sports this week is the recent offseason of the Los Angeles Chargers as they decided to have a running back blow off fireworks in his eye. Mike Williams decided to sign a one-year deal and then all of a sudden retire on us a week ago. Luckily, he signed his contract, but it looked like Trey Harris was going to hold out for a while. So
you could thank the Texans for that.
Literally.
Texans and Browns for him for giving out guaranteed contracts to second-rounders. Nick Caserio not making many friends amongst the league offices.
No, like, and people literally said that when it happened, they were like, look what this is going to start.
Look how long. I mean, the draft was, you know, last week of April. It took till last week before anyone beyond the first two picks in the second round had signed.
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was definitely crazy. All right, time to stop swimming with the anger sharks and go ahead and doggy paddle over the sea of tranquility. Talked about what we love from sports this week. What I love is people getting offended by Shane Gillis at the ESPYs. Lighten up, people. Their jokes, including this fantastic joke he told about Aaron Rodgers and Shedeur Sanders.
Aaron Rodgers did not take the vaccine because he predicted it would be bad for him. And then he joined the New York Jets. So maybe he wasn't right about everything. Shedeur Sanders had his jersey number retired at Colorado this year, and people are saying it's because of nepotism, because of his father, and it's not. It's because he went 13-12 over his career, and he almost won the Alamo Bowl. Definitely not nepotism, right? All right.
Like, there's obviously jokes that went a little bit further than that. He had an Epstein joke at one point. So I get why some people, like, maybe groan when they heard him, but come on, lighten up. Lighten up, people.
I'm also with you. That was probably my favorite thing, too. I will say I thought some of the jokes were a little, but it was also, we've never really seen this before with the ESPYs. And I don't
think. Not with a comedian like him,
yeah,
no.
And people were, like, you could tell some athletes were just, like, way. Oh yeah,
they went
to. Back,
I remember, I can't remember what joke it was, but they went to a crowd shot of Lamar Jackson. Was, I don't think he was thrilled.
Some of the looks when after he made the Carl Anthony Towns joke.
Oh yes,
you
can
just tell some people were just like, hey, we don't know how to react.
All right, quickly, what did you love from sports this week?
No, that's what I was saying. That was mine too. I enjoyed that. Yeah.
All right, I guess we got it. Yeah, we don't have time to play the Caitlin Clark one, but the Caitlin Clark one was also a pretty good joke about retiring and working at the Waffle House.
Oh, yeah.
That was a great joke. All right. That'll do it for the bullpen this week. Thank you for joining us. We'll be back next week for Cam Smith, for John Belmer. Thanks to everyone who texted in with the animals they could beat up with the baseball bat. I am Brian McDonough. We'll talk to you next week. Have a great weekend, Houston.
I don't play with lions. I don't play with tigers, bears, nothing with the wild. I don't play with those. I promise you. I don't even do roller coasters. I'm good. Oh,
97.5.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So, whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
From the office to a first date, there's a lot of pressure to wear the right clothes for every situation. But clothes don't make the man. With Mack Weldon, you can build a wardrobe that looks polished in any setting and tells the world that you stay you wherever you go. They combine timeless style with modern performance materials to keep you looking good and feeling comfortable all day, no matter what's on today's agenda. Browse everything from shorts and polos to sweats and crews. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 25% off your first order of $125 or more with promo code MACK25. That's MACKWELDON.com. Promo code MACK25.